I wanted to discuss my marriage.
That's important.
My marriage, or as it was known, the Oxbow incident. I had a rough marriage. Well, my wife was an immature woman, and that's all I can say. See if this is not immature to you. I would be home in the bathroom taking a bath, and my wife would walk right in whenever she felt like and sink my boats. It was partially my fault that we got divorced. I had a lousy attitude toward her. For the first year of marriage, I had a bad attitude. Basically a bad attitude. I guess I tended to place my wife underneath a pedestal all the time. We used to argue and fight. We finally decided we'd either take a vacation in Bermuda or get a divorce, one of the two things. And we discussed it very maturely, and we decided on the divorce because we felt that we had a limited amount of money to spend, you know. A vacation in Bermuda's over in 2 weeks, but a divorce is something that you always have. So. And I saw myself free again, living in the village, you know, in a bachelor apartment with a wood-burning fireplace and a shaggy rug, you know, and on the wall some of those great Picassos by Van Gogh, and just great swinging airline hostesses running amok in the apartment, you know. And I got very excited, and I ran into my wife. She was in the next room at the time, listening to Conal Rad on the radio. And I laid it right on the line with her. I came right to the point. I said, Quasimodo, I want a divorce. She said, great, get the divorce. But it turns out, in New York State, they have a strange law that says you can't get a divorce unless you can prove adultery. And that is weird, because the Ten Commandments say, thou shalt not commit adultery. But New York State says you have to. What finally happened was my wife committed adultery for me. She's always been more mechanically inclined than I was.